Boudreaux Jewelers.
Hey, is Brenda available by any chance?
This is Brenda.
Hey, Brenda, it's Michael Sirianni, Rochester Dennis.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
What are you doing? You have anything fun? Are you doing anything fun this weekend?
Do you know, I am not. You know, I moved here not knowing very, I'm trying to pick up my tennis. So I'm here by myself. I'm a widow.
Okay.
But my grandkids are busy. They live in Metairie, so... You know, this weekend is filled, well, with watching some basketball, I will say that.
That's nice.
But tending to the yard, those kind of things, domestic goddess things.
Yeah. Well, that's
how
fun. So, well, wait, Brenda, I have more questions, if you don't mind. So, so you moved to Baton Rouge from Metairie?
No, from Las Vegas area.
Oh, got it. Okay, so you were from the Las Vegas.
Oh, God.
Wow, that's fun. I love Vegas.
Yeah, I go back about every year, go see friends, catch up with stuff, and it changes every year now.
Sure. Yeah. What made you decide to move there, if you don't mind me asking?
So my daughter got a full ride at LSU, did really good. She's a certified financial planner, doing really good. Anyway,
nice.
She married this handsome guy. And this handsome guy happens to be Donnie and Tommy and Brian's nephew. In fact, happens to be Brandon's cousin.
Okay. I like Brandon.
And Brandon and him are about the same age.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And so that's how you got led to Boudreaux.
Yeah, so I used to be a high school teacher. So I came in here and helping out with family, and it's been fun.
Oh, my God.
How about
sound
that?
Brenda, I like you. You're fun. Good for you.
Thanks. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, you don't know a lot of people, so you're just like picking up tennis, you're learning tennis and trying to make the best of it.
I just joined a tennis club. I got to get back into it, the swing of it again.
Sure.
Literally. I'm working here 5 days a week, 9 to 6, and then, you know, usually my days off, I'm trying to go see, doing something, helping out with my daughter and her husband so they can have some time off. They have 3 babies,
nice.
Seeing them, that kind of stuff. So,
how old's your daughter?
She, in April 15, will be 35.
Wow.
I know.
Incredible, isn't it?
So she, well, and when you talk to Brandon, you're talking to my daughter. The two of them are the same. They're both crazy. Yeah, well, they both, he drives me nuts because every time I hear him, he sounds like my daughter.
That's funny.
So, Yeah.
That's
fun.
Amazing. Well, that's amazing. I'm 42.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it.
Okay.
I've been in this business for 22 years.
Oh, shoot. So you started.
I started when I was a baby. Oh, yeah. It was
so
tough.
Probably your father?
No. I started in this business all by myself.
Did you? So I never understand how somebody can do that because it takes quite a bit of investment behind you, you know, to start it. It's not,
sure, yeah. Well, I didn't start the business. The business was already up and running. So this is not my business. I wish it was, but it's not.
Okay.
I don't know if I wish it was.
No, it's true, yeah.
But I came, I was just a young kid in college working, and I found this gig, and they had done they were doing about $10 million in revenue when I started, and now we do like $100 million. It's like incredible. I just fell in. Yeah, it's wild.
Fell
industry,
into.
So,
yeah.
But the reason I'm calling is we got back a couple of the 140, the round diamonds, but we didn't get a 148 back.
I wonder why.
Did you sell it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, did you really?
Mm-hmm. That was too good. I mean, it was so damn cheap. Yeah. Yep, so that one you brought in for me at the last minute, remember that?
Yeah, remember we thought that it wasn't going to work out? No, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, congratulations.
Well, it was really nice, too, because I told him, because he was looking at some that were small, a little bit, 1.3s, and I said, you can just say this is a 1.5. Come on.
You're
getting her a 1.5 carat diamond. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good. Really good stuff. That man, you made my Friday, I have to tell you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yep, that was good.
I appreciate that. What can I do for you now? You sold the diamond for me. What can I do for you? You have anything I can help with?
Well, if you have one of these, so I'm showing them this, but everything, if you have one at a great price, because they're putting it in yellow gold.
Tell me what
I really can't, I can't grasp these people.
Tell me.
She wants a bigger, it's a marquee, and
okay.
I'm talking at least 2.5 carats.
Okay. But she's putting it in yellow, and she doesn't want to spend a lot of money.
I don't know if they do. So I have some, but I said, these stones are 40, 45. And he's like, yeah, okay, she wants bigger. And they're young, and she's pregnant. But I don't know if they could have some, you know, big, I mean, there could be so many other things. And I could go on about, you know, others. But I don't know. I can't figure them out. So in case, don't send it to me because they're going to come by Saturday. But if you have something in a marquee that's big, if you can give me the info on a price and all that.
I'll let you know. Yeah, give me a few minutes. Let's see what we can come up with, and I get back in touch with you.
It's gross. I even said to him, I'm sorry, but I said to him, I said, you know, don't go any bigger because you are getting a natural diamond, and people are going to just think it's like the other lab diamonds. And I said, this is not a lab diamond, you know.
Right.
Isn't that rude of me to say, but I'm being very honest. He's going to spend this money, and, you know, at their age, it's going to look like, you got her plastic, you know?
Yeah, but you know what?
But you don't know who they're hanging with.
No, and you know what? And it's an investment because, honestly, he will recoup the money. If anything ever happens, the money's recoupable, specifically if you use me because it's the diamonds you get a lifetime trade on. So you never know.
That's true.
All right. Let me see. I'll call you right back. Let me see if I can come up with something.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, honey. Thanks, Brenda.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.